Meseches Kelim, Perakhof, Mishnah Vav. Sudden, a bed sheet, made midras, that's going to be Tamei Tumas Midras, because it's something that people normally lay down on. Vasai Viloin, and you turned it into a curtain, although some people say Viloin is the sail for a boat. Nonetheless, you're no longer using it as a seat. So Tahar min ha-midras. So it's Tahar from midras because it's not something that people rest or wait on anymore. Aval tamei tmei mace. But it will be tamei tmas mace because now it's a keli. Now, emesahi taras. At what point does it get this tahara? Beshamai amrim mishi taber. Beshamai say from when it is broken. That is to say, when you cut it to the size you need it to be the curtain or to be the sail. Beshil amrim. Beshil say mishi kasher from when it is tied, meaning you tie the loops onto it that you're going to use to hang it as a curtain or a sail. Rabbi Kiva says, Meikava, Misha Ikava, from when it is set in place, when it's attached to whatever you're attaching it to, be it the doorway, be it the mast of the boat. Mishnah Zayin, Machatzelas, a mat. This mat was made of soft reeds or rushes or similar soft material. These mats were, some of them were used as roofing material, almost like you would have on top of a sukkah, maybe. Others were used as a mat that you would lay down on. Now, so that kind of mat. So like Kanim La'arka, if you made reeds along its length, Tahira it is tar. The reason why the Tanakhama say that and says that it is tar in this situation is because most people would lay along the width of the mat. So now that these reeds are along its length, it would be uncomfortable to lay down on it. So it's no longer susceptible to tumah because no one's going to use it as a surface to lay on. It must be a piece of roofing. The Chachamim disagree and they say, At Shiyasek Min Ki. Until you make these reeds, you put these reeds into it, these hard reinforcements, kamin ki, like the shape of the Greek letter ki, or perhaps as we would say it, chi, this was basically a big X. That's what the Greek letter chi is, shaped like the letter X. And so the Chachamim are saying, well, yes, normally you would sleep along its width, but if you had the reeds running along the length, you would sleep along its length. And so they said, how do you make it uncomfortable? At what point is it too uncomfortable to sleep on when it's got this big X running through it, so you can't sleep on any part of the mat? Asam l'rachba, let's say you put the reeds along the mat's width. So you can usually, that's fine, it shouldn't be a problem. But the ein bein kana l'chaveri arba tfachim, but there is not between one reed and the next four tfachim, then tohair it's tahar. Reason being, that's not enough space to comfortably lay down. Nachlika l'rachba, let's say the reed split along its width. Rabbi Yehuda says it's tahar. And the reason why he says it's tahar is because it's going to unravel. The Chachamim, it's unstated here, but the Chachamim disagreed. And they said, because you have these reinforcing reeds inside the width of the mat, that's normally how they were done, apparently. So since you had these reeds woven into the material, they would keep it from unraveling. So they didn't say it became automatically tar. V'chein, and similarly, hamate rashe hamadanim. If you untied the end knots, think of a talus, how you have those knots along the edge of, not the tzitzis, but the knots along the material of the talus. So these mats had a similar knotting along the edge where all the threads were brought together and tied together. They were knotted together. So if you untied them, the mat would eventually unravel. So therefore, tahira, the talus says they are tar. Nachlika la'arka, if the mat was split along its length now, v'neshtayru ba shloishim adanim, and three knots were left in it, shel shisha tfachim, of six tfachim, and six tfachim are the minimum size, the minimum width of a mat that should be tamei midras, tmeya, then it is going to be tamei. Machatzelas, this mat, me'emasai mekabelas tuma. From what point is it mekabel tuma? Meshiti kanev, from when it is trimmed. And the trimming is if you have little stray hairs or stray pieces of reed or material sticking out from the surface of the mat, those have to be trimmed away so they're no longer poking out. And once those are trimmed away, that is mekabel tuma. Vehik mar melachta, and that is considered the completion of the manufacture of the mat. So even if the maker intended to do further work on the mat, whatever work that may be, once this is done, if mat is going to be Makabal Tumah, this is considered the point at which it is going to be Makabal Tumah.